Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Right, and he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. Keith is a graduate of Harvard University, played ball in the Virginia area, went on to graduate from Harvard, and now, if I'm not mistaken, believe he's playing ball overseas. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith Wright, he said he's making smart cool. Well, what are we going to talk about today, folks? I had a guest lined up, but as always, you know, from time to time, things come up and my guest had to cancel, but no problem. We can still go on with the show and we can still talk about some things that's important to everyone out there as parents of athletes. This is the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I promise you another wonderful show. Wonderful show, information, inform, message, things that make you want to say, As always, folks, you know, I try to provide information to you each and every week. You know, something I want to talk about this week, and we kind of sort of touched on it last week, but I want to recap this week for sure. And that being, you know, talking about the recruiting process and how things go in the recruiting process. You know, last week we had Andy Hilton on from Recruit 757, and he shared some good information, you know, on different things and different articles that he's had and, you know, the recruiting process, so on and so forth. But what I want to talk about, and it was an interesting conversation that I just so happened to have with a friend earlier this week, talking about National Signing Day. National Signing Day. Now, you can always call in and chime in on the conversation. You can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Chime in on the conversation and give us your thoughts on what we're talking about tonight. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the National Signing Day, because sometimes I found out not only our athletes, but many of us as parents have a tendency to get that information kind of mixed up and not really sure on what should be going on during that time period. I'm saying this because National Signing Day that you'll be hearing about here over the next couple of days on mainstream media and social media and everything else just right around the corner kicks off in the month of February. But let me say this up front. Just because someone has identified it as a National Signing Day doesn't necessarily mean, parent, an athlete, that is the only day in the calendar of 365 days a year. That is the only day that you will be able to sign. Just simply the first day of signing. And realistically, that's not even the first day of signing, because last year in 2015, they had a little small signing period right around early November time frame, I think it was, after most of the coaches went out and did a lot of recruiting, did a lot of home visits, things like that. They had an early signing period back then. But the one that the media plays upon, the one that the media has a tendency to draw all the attention to and put all the hype on, is the one that's coming up in February. But again, I stress the point, it's not just one day. How does the National Signing Day break down? Let's do it this way. Well, it's a day that has been designated by the NCAA, where the time period for signing to the various institutions that you may be interested in, or that your child may be interested in, should I say, is the first day that opens up. Now, that's the convening day. Let's put it that way. That's the convening day. The NCAA designated this day, and what we find and see over the next few days or so, you'll see it. The media come out and, local sports media, ESPN, and some of the local sports channels have started reporting on this young man signed here and this young man signed there, and all that other kind of stuff, and just make it a regular old spectacle just based upon them trying to hype it up. Well, as a smart person in the recruiting pool, and you're sitting down and you're looking at a particular school, let's talk about high school football. You're sitting down and you're looking at, and as you look at the depth chart for that particular school, and you see that so-and-so just signed there and he plays your position, I would honestly say, okay, hey, cross that school off your list, move on to the next one, and then the next one, and then the next one. And then at the same time, I would start reaching out to coaches, sending them an email. Hey, coach, still interested in finding out more about your program, or still interested in being a big part of your program? Because that coach who may have been looking for this particular player has just lost out on his prized possession. So guess what? The gap opens up. Spot for your child. So take advantage of it. Reach out to the coach. There's nothing wrong with that. I would even go as far as trying to call the coach and maybe even say, I'd leave him a voicemail message, because he's probably not going to answer, because they're sitting there trying to find out whether or not some kid is going to commit and sign to their school. So they may be really hesitant on, answering the phone or doing a whole lot.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, we're back. We're back. And as always, hopefully a little bit of information, just shared a little something with you, something to enlighten you on, you know, what's going on out here in the recruiting world. You know, oftentimes our kids gravitate towards NCAA programs and member institutions and think that that's the only way out, you know, and they have their Division I, Division II, and Division III schools. But also the NAIA is another resource, another way for our kids to get a great education. You know, and there's many, many, many NAIA schools out there as well that's offering scholarships and financial aid packages. And in a lot of cases, maybe better than some of your NCAA programs. You know, oftentimes we miss out on that opportunity because we don't know, don't know about the NAIA schools or haven't been informed about the NAIA schools. So I like to share information about NAIA programs each and every time I get a chance because there's a number of schools out there that's looking for many of our great young athletes, and our athletes need as much help and much information as possible. And their coaches are, you know, just like any other coaches out there looking for talented players as well. So don't sleep. The NAIA program, if you know of anybody that's out there that's looking for a scholarship, hey, have them reach out to some of the NAIA schools, you know, and they gave you an NAIA website. Just look it up, NAIA member institutions, and a website will pop up, and you can just go up there and take a look at those schools as well. Well, getting back to what we were talking about, we were talking about signing day, the day that your child gets to sign that national letter of intent. Let me go on to another part of that process. You know, I talked about how the first day is not necessarily the only day. And it's not the day that the whole world stops if you don't get a chance to sign and your child doesn't get splashed upon national television because he signed and he put the ball cap on to signify that he's going to attend this particular school. You know, that's all part of the media hype. That's all part of the hype to say that, okay, hey, we got another young man that's in the fold. But let me go on to talk about another part of the National Signing Day, how all of that is played out. You know, the National Letter of Intent is either sent to your school, your prospective school, if your college coach, prospective college coach, has a relationship with the high school coach or someone on the high school staff, then they may send the necessary paperwork to the school. If not, they may send the paperwork directly to your home. If it comes to your home, then you coordinate something, and it's all how you want to do it. You know, a lot of folks do it, reach out to if they're, you know, one of the top kids in the country, if they're considered one of the blue chip kids, they reach out to local media, or local media may even reach out to them and ask them if they're going to make their decision, if they have a day that they're going to be signing on, and the whole works. And, you know, then they'll publicize and put that on TV, so on and so forth. Or you'll see it nowadays on mainstream media and social media. But that's not necessarily the only way and only thing that happens. You know, your child have the opportunity to sign their national letter of intent during the time period that, you know, that is open for signing. Does it have to all be televised? Does it have to be played out on mainstream media? Well, hey, if you so desire and you want to build your child's popularity, then that's the route and that's the direction you go in. Now, who sets all that up? Who puts all that together? That's an effort that can be done. You know, your child can do it, him or herself. Or, you know, you can have your high school coach get involved, or, you know, you can set it up, you know, set it up yourself, you know, through whatever resources you may have. Other than that, it's not really and truly a big thing. I understand it's an opportunity to show that your child is signing to go to school. And, you know, if your child has a number of followers on social media, they would love to share with their followers that, hey, I've just been accepted, or I'm going to attend this school. And, you know, they do their whole thing as far as, you know, putting that information out there. But other than that, you know, you do what you have to do and you make it happen. If you want to publicize it on social media, you go for it. If you don't want to publicize it on social media, you don't have to. You know, you have a number of kids that also may be signing during that same time period. Kids may be signing for football. Kids may be signing for basketball. Kids may even be signing for baseball. And all of that, you know, if your school has one of these big hypes one of these big hypes on signing days, then all of that can be coordinated together. And that gives, you know, your school a little bit more credence on showing that their athletes are moving towards following their careers and following their dreams as far as not only through academics, but also through you know, following their dreams through sports. So that's the big deal there. But, folks, you know, I've been talking for a little while here, and I've been talking about what's going on out there in the National Signing Day and, you know, signing that National Letter of Intent. Now, again, I'm going to put this out there. Is it necessarily that you sign a National Letter of Intent? No. Does a National Letter of Intent, that's your contract or that's your child's contract with that member of the institution? Is there any other options or any other ways out of that situation? A very strong possibility, you know, because you're signing to the school. And once you sign that National Letter of Intent, you have committed yourself, or should I say your athlete, has committed themselves to that school. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they have committed themselves to that church. That simply means that doesn't necessarily mean that they have committed themselves to that coach, but they have committed themselves to that school. So if somewhere in the process that coach leaves, gets fired, retired, you know, whatever the case may be, if that coach decides to leave that institution, then next thing you know, guess what? Next thing you know, now you have committed to the school where you may not even have an opportunity, where you may not even have an opportunity to fulfill your dreams because of the simple fact that now you're going to a school where, hey, that coach may not be there no more. So, but that National Letter of Intent is a way to try to hold you into signing with that particular member institution. Well, folks, I had a guest lined up this evening that was going to talk about some other things, and I wanted to kind of sort of bring her in to share some insight with us on some things that she has going on and things that she's doing you know, in her area and around various places in the country. But at the last minute, my guests had to back out because some other things came up. So I'm going to apologize for that. And I will be cutting the show a little short this evening. But as always, you can check us out here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Sunday evening. Each and every Sunday evening at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, before I go, I'm going to check with this one caller that I see. I think the caller has jumped into the queue box just to see whether or not the caller wants to have anything to say while we're here on Blog Talk Radio before we prepare to close for the evening. Well, I'm going to go to this caller, area code 203. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, caller.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yes, you are. How are you?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so I just want to say I enjoy listening to your show always. It's so informative. I'm proud of you as one of my hometown people, you know, doing big things. But I have one question. So I know it's geared toward the parents, but do you think you have a younger group of people listening to you as well? And if so, do they give you any feedback?
Well, that's a very good question. The show is geared toward the parents. And I'll tell you why I geared it toward the parents. But just to answer your question, from time to time, I know I have a younger audience that's listening as well. I would hope at some point in time I'm able to reach even more younger folks. But I'm trying to also strengthen that bond between the parents and the young athletes. And if the parents know this, a good conversation with their young athletes, then they're able to support them even better while they're going through the recruiting process. So that's why I focus a lot of conversation on the parents. Hopefully that answers some of your questions.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining the Parents Coach Parents Network.
Not a problem.
All right. Well, folks, you know, we're a great caller, and I appreciate the caller calling in and just sharing, just, you know, throwing the question out there as far as what was on her mind. And, we actually grew up in the same neighborhood back in another part of the world. And it's good to know that my conversation is reaching out and stretching out to other folks across the country. And I know from time to time, you know, I have my faithful listening audience coming out of Texas and California and down in Florida and other places out Midwest. From time to time, I have my family supporting me coming from the northern part of the country as well. So we will continue to keep the show going and making sure that everybody understands that this is a show for everybody. You know, this is a show not simply for folks here just in the area of Virginia where I'm currently residing, but for folks, you know, all over the country. And we will continue to keep the show going because everything I have to say applies to the recruiting process and is good for the recruiting process all over the country. Well, folks, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Again, I'm going to conclude now with some information that, you know, that we shared with you earlier and hopefully talk a little bit more about what's going on. And I'm planning to get NAIA coach on with us or someone from the someone from the athletic director's department
that knows the NAIA inside and out, and they're going to share some information with us too, as well as we have done previous years. So on that note, folks, I'm going to let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, close out with a little piece that he put together for the Parents Coach the Parents Network, and I call the piece the parent, the coaches, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I call the piece the college experience. Where you at, Keith? Go ahead, take it away.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.